Good morning.
I've interviewed you before, David. I've had the great pleasure on The Great Outdoors with Brendan O'Scannell. So I was delighted to see your name. When I saw David Moore, Astronomy Ireland, I thought, oh, fabulous. I said, I really do enjoy talking to you. And obviously, I know nothing, so I'm a ripe candidate for all kinds of learning here today. But what's our what is our annual, and how do you pronounce that? Perseid?
Perseid.
As you read, I suppose, a meteor shower has officially begun. So can you tell us all about it?
Yes, it's one of the best meteor showers of the year, and we get about 20 times more meteors, or shooting stars, a misnomer. They're not really stars at all, but they do look like stars shooting across the sky. So 20 times more than normal. So on an average night, if you stand looking up, you might see one every 10 minutes.
Okay.
In the past, I've seen more than one a minute, certainly on average, for this meteor shower. So it really is a celestial fireworks display that we want the entire country to get out and watch and send us your reports of how many you see.
Okay, that's a great idea. Now, I suppose I've got a couple of innocent questions, I suppose. Our weather at the moment has been quite dull and cloudy. Would that affect it at all?
Yeah, if it's cloudy, of course, you're not going to see anything.
Okay.
The thing is, we always tell people, ignore the weather forecast. They can get it wrong, which means if they predict clear skies, it can be cloudy as well.
Yeah, of course.
All we need are breaks in the clouds. And
sure.
If it's not a perfectly clear night, and let's face facts, in Ireland, the statistics are that only 1 in 9 nights is perfect. 3 out of 4 nights are totally cloudy. But we often get breaks in the clouds. So don't give up early in the evening if it looks like the clouds are against you. Later on, it can clear up. It happened 2 nights ago.
Right.
We had the most spectacular sight of the year. Jupiter, extremely close to the moon. And early on, before midnight, it was cloudy. But after about 1 or 2 o'clock, it cleared up for an hour or two. And we had incredible views. Well, people who stayed up late did.
Yeah.
And then it clouded in later on again. So breaks in the cloud are all you need. And these shooting stars appear anywhere in the sky. So if you have a clear patch, look in the clear patch. You don't have to face north, south, east, or west, or any particular direction. You'll see them everywhere. It's just that their tracks do point back to the constellation of Perseus, which is usually over in the northeast most of the night. But you don't need to look in the northeast. Look anywhere in the sky.
Okay, brilliant. So this is sort of this is coming up in this period now, the end of August.
Yeah, the activity builds for a couple of weeks, but the last few days are the best. And the actual peak we're expecting will be Saturday night. So we certainly say to people, definitely watch Saturday night, but also watch Sunday night and Friday night. The rates can be 10 times better than normal on the night before and after the peak.
Okay.
So given the Irish weather, a 3-night run is probably a very good idea.
Yeah, well, that actually is a great idea because, you know, people will be disappointed if you know, but as if they persevere, really, basically, is what you were saying, and looking for any gap at all and go for it, yeah.
And count them. The reason we know this is the best meteor shower of the year, not because there are professional research scientists watching it, it's the general public watching it. And all you need to do to contribute to the sum total of human knowledge is count how many you see every 15 minutes. So try to start on the hour, quarter past the hour, half past the hour, and just count how many you see. If you're in a group, everybody should keep separate counts as if you're on your own.
Yeah.
And that which can make it more fun. You can have a little bit of competition.
Yeah, no, I saw 10, oh, I saw 15, yeah.
Exactly. But don't cheat.
No, I know.
So you have to report accurately.
It has to be signed.
Yeah. And at the end of the night, then email Astronomy Ireland magazine how many you see. It's magazine@astronomy.ie. Now, if you forget that, just go to our website, search for Astronomy Ireland. You'll see there's a special page up there at the moment. And if you want to see the report of what everybody in the country is seeing, join Astronomy Ireland. It's a group of members of the public who have a fascination with space. You don't have to have a telescope or any knowledge of astronomy. Just want to know more. We're the world's most popular astronomy society. We think we've got a fantastic monthly magazine. You'll see lots more than just the Perseids in it. That spectacular event with Jupiter a few nights ago. Last night, we're trying to see the Seven Sisters Star Cluster next to the moon. Loads of interesting things like that coming up every week for the rest of the year and every year after that. So astronomy.ie is where to send your account, get a bit more info on the meteor shower, and join up and become a member of Astronomy Ireland.
And David, we do have a, I'd be right in saying we would have a lot of very clear skies, or not an awful lot of pollution in our skies.
Yeah, Ireland's lucky. Yeah. We have one of the lowest population densities of any country in Europe.
Yeah.
So when you get out of the main cities, skies are actually pretty dark.
Yeah.
And a lot of people already live there.
Yeah.
So when it is clear, we have fantastic views of the sky. We're sitting on the edge of the continent, so we're not surrounded by other countries and all their light pollution, as we call it. And when you're looking at over the coast, you get incredible views. So when there's, for instance, a display of the northern lights, people on the north coast, or even the west coast, Mayo, that kind of area, are looking out over thousands of miles of ocean with no street lights on them.
Sure.
So we actually get very good views of the northern lights when they appear. But even people in rural areas can see them as well. Even in Dublin, I just head north into County Meath, a few-minute drive, and you'd have a perfectly dark horizon to watch the northern lights. And many of the time, I've seen them from there. And we usually have a few reports every year in Astronomy Ireland magazine about the northern lights seen from Ireland. Another reason to join, so we can keep you informed of when to go out and watch.
No, absolutely. You have me absolutely convinced, actually, at this stage. But to get back to I suppose your advice to people. I love that idea of citizen science. I mean, I think people always think that it's somebody else's science, the qualifications, the, as you said, the telescope and everything. But what you're saying to me is, no, you don't have to be. You just have to be to get a nice comfortable chair somewhere and just observe and record.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the tips, actually. Yeah. Try and have a warm drink handy if you can. A few snacks, especially if you're going to spend a few hours doing it. I mean, I'm a bit obsessive. I'll watch.
You're watching for all of us. Yeah, I know, David.
Years ago, I bought one of those little sun recliner chairs just to watch shooting stars with. Occasionally, useful for the sun as well, but mostly it gets used for meteor showers. There's another big one coming, by the way, in December.
Okay.
More on that closer to the date.
Yeah,
and there are the minor meteor showers as well. And just don't look at your phone screen. The light will actually desensitize your eyes to the faint shooting stars. And there's always more faint ones than there are bright ones, unfortunately. But occasionally you get a spectacular fireball. Anyone who's been following the magazine for a couple of years, in the October issue, 2021, just 2 years ago, one chap, Michael Martin, out on the beach in County Wexford, was aiming his camera at the sky in the hope of catching the meteor, and one of the brightest fireballs we've ever seen streaked right through the middle of his camera.
Oh my God.
We reproduced that
in
the article about the Perseids in this month's magazine.
Yeah.
It's one of the most spectacular Perseid meteor photos from Ireland I've ever seen.
Oh God.
So hopefully we get more of those.
Yeah, this week, coming weekend. Oh, David, it's so fascinating, and you of course, make it so even more fascinating. But I mean, it's our skies, like, it's there for all of us, and it's, I suppose, it's something to be discovered as well. And rediscovered.
I mean, it won't cost you anything to watch the shooting stars. Membership of Astronomy Ireland is about €1 a week.
Yeah.
Nothing. And lots of other events coming up on September 9th, a big annual barbecue under the stars in the Wicklow Mountains. You'll get to look through giant telescopes at the wonders of the universe. There are evening classes for beginners starting in October. They're enrolling now. And you'll see more of all this on astronomy.ie.
Brilliant, David. Well, look, you're such a great, advocate for our night skies and our sort of the great world that's out there. So thank you so much for being with us again this morning and telling us all about it. Thank you again. Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. So that was David Moore there from Astronomy Ireland talking about the Perseid meteor shower, which will be to take place this. He's suggesting watching Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. So if you want to get more on that, there you can go on the astronomyireland.ie website, and you'll find out loads of information. And David is a regular guest on the Great Outdoors here on Connemara Community Radio. So of course, if you tune in there regularly, you will hear more from David, and he's so enthusiastic fantastic about everything to do with the sky, which is brilliant. So now we're going to, I think, go with our ads, which are coming up now in a few seconds. And then after that, ads and a piece of music, we'll be talking to Father Richard Gibbons, parish priest and rector of Knock Shrine.